Welcome, everybody. It is Bernice Lohman of Lohman Creative Services, and also your author of the Marketing Campaign Handbook. And so, guys, listen, I'm super excited because, well, one thing, I'm super excited because this is another season of the Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. So for those who don't know, let me pause and tell you what this podcast is. So it is a podcast where you actually can hear the passion. You can hear the heart of entrepreneurs, you know, their why. Why do they do it? What's their motivation? And it's just real conversations with entrepreneurs. And it was a thrive passion of mine to give a highlight to other entrepreneurs coming from my book, Marketing Campaign Handbook, which is a book where I share with other entrepreneurs and business owners and ministry leaders why they need marketing. How can you create a successful marketing campaign? And so I'm tying all of these in together. And so what the podcast is, it gives you a chance to not only learn about marketing and get tips, but also it's a highlight. I'm bringing on other guests. I'm bringing on other entrepreneurs. Now, if you've been following me long enough, you know I have such a great love to bring on other ministry leaders and business owners and help them. And so this is what you see. This is what you hear. And again, this is a season two of the Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. So with that being said, I want to welcome to this episode, Mr. Reginald Foreman. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, this is not our, like you said, off script. This is not our first time with having a conversation. We've done Zooms. We've done, you know what? I forgot. Do you remember? This was years ago. I invited you to a youth real talk.
Right.
I used to do a weekly, it was called a youth real talk, and where youth got in, and you were the speaker. So I've been knowing you for a while, bro. And so I thank God for how he connects all his children are a way to empower people and motivate and just bring his kingdom on earth. And I'm excited to always have like-minded people that understand, you know, that understand the importance of business, doing it God's way, not being ashamed of the gospel. And so, you know, this, y'all listening, I'm telling you, a great man of God. And tell us, I know, but for people who have never heard of Reginald, who is Reginald?
Well, Reginald Foreman is my title, if we have to have a title, you know what I mean, on a professional world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Besides entrepreneur, I'm an at-risk specialist. I help people focus in on their pain and the traumatic things that they've endured and help them find key points and key ways to turn around for their good. So I help people turn their pain into purpose in a way.
Okay.
And that's a part of all of my testimony, what I've been through, a lot of situations, things I've entered. But besides that, I'm a father, a husband, authors, keynote speaker. I started in fashion, so fashion designer, and now I'm a toy maker. So,
congrats.
In a nutshell, that's what Reginald Foreman is. As far as say, he is a man of God, a child of God.
Yes. I love it. I was talking earlier about, you know, passion, and I really, speaking of passion, I can really feel your passion when it comes to empowering people. When you speak, you know, I can tell that you really want to share your message. Where did have you ever or can you backtrack when the passion first started for entrepreneurship?
For entrepreneurship itself?
You know what?
Entrepreneurship really was a passion that was started when I moved my father from Chicago Projects.
Okay.
I have to remember not just me not wanting to work for somebody and start my own first business. My father was an entrepreneur. You know, he was starting barbecue businesses. He was trying to buy into a Subway franchise. He had these bikes, I forgot what they called, where you give people tours and ride them on South Beach. It was a lot of things. Magazine was around our house talking about successful Black people. But, you know, at that point in time, I had just moved from the Chicago projects and gangs and violence. And so I didn't really catch on to what my father was planting in me. But I always tell people the seed is planted. And if it's God's will and that's what's happening, it'll sprout. So that's when it was first planted in me.
Okay.
But the passion kind of really came is when I came out of prison.
Prison.
Yeah, prison was that. Prison was my molding ground. I was illegally sentenced in prison for bank robbery. Not illegally in the sense of I wasn't guilty. No, I was guilty at 19 years old. I robbed a bank. I was off the chain. But I got illegally sentenced 18 and a half years. Let's put it like this. Just a long story. Don't have time to go into it. But I was double charged with one charge for robbing a bank, robbing two banks, and 18 and a half years. And I was set free after 4 years. Relocated from Miami to St. Louis, got in the church, thought to be the deacon in the church. A few years later, the federal prison came down and said, "You let go out of prison by mistake." I was let out of prison erroneously. So, being told I was let out of prison by mistake was the hardest thing in my life. I had to go back, fight again, and that's where I grew. But when I got out of there, entrepreneurship, I was working at a print shop where they make t-shirts. And my gift is writing. I can write, draw, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I never expounded on my gift because growing up in Chicago Project, you know, if you wasn't a rapper, if you wasn't selling dope, if you wasn't a sports person, you know, you was a punk. You know, you weren't doing nothing. So I can tell them why I was a poet. I write poems, not in my area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But around 30-something, man, I realized that was my gift. And I was putting, and this is why I tell people God speaks to anything. I was watching the rapper producer T-Pain on BET Hip Hop Awards. Said, I want to thank my haters for this award. And a light bulb went off my head. That's what I said, thank you, church. Oh, God bless my haters. And that was one of my, really, that's my second shirt, because my first shirt was God made me work for me. I just started putting dope words on a t-shirt. And I had people coming up to me in barbershops. Because that's another hustle. I would take my shirts. And I first came out of prison, one of my friends told me he was this old red beat-up truck, like a Fred Semple truck, for $150. I was driving a barbershop to use when I was playing my t-shirts. And I would see people say, "Oh, I just beat cancer. I need that shirt. Oh, I just got out this divorce. No, God made me work and break me. They wanted the shirt for their own reasons." So the God Bless My Haters, which sold a lot, did a lot because people didn't understand the different reasons behind it. And some were super spiritual about it. And me, at that moment when I did, it was about that haters are your motivators. God bless you because they push you to succeed. So that was my beginning and my passion when I just started knowing that I had a gift. And then I was like, all right, you know, my dad showed me this entrepreneurship. I at that time, I thought I just wanted to make a lot of money and use my gift.
Got you. Okay. So then the incident happened with prison. And I know you said, you know, with time, you can't go all into that. But let me ask you, from that moment of the prison encounter until now, if you could name only just one word to describe your testimony or your experience, what would it be and why?
Purpose. And that's because when I was sitting in prison, when I got my lost trial, that was a whole other thing. The judge coerced the jury right before my eyes and told me they need to find me proof in so many words. Growing up and playing, my mother was on drugs, prostitution, she was abusive. I was shipped from house to house to the orphanage. I went through a whole lot. Because I was in the cell cursing God, like, where the hell were you when my mother was abusing me? Where were you when these members, I used that word. They were chasing me home from prison. I mean, chasing me home from school. And where were you when I was hungry? A lot of times. And I was like, where were you at, God? And I remember going off in the cell. And it was like, God came to me and said, I have a purpose for it all. I'm a purpose for you. And that turned into this purpose in your pain that did my that. So I've learned that everything we go through, everything I've been through, purpose. Not saying that God set up the evils to happen, but he allowed them to happen, or he was letting me know that anything you've been through, you're going to help somebody else through. Mm-hmm. That's been my passion, man. I have grown people been with it, unless the great abuse come to me after my story, because I'm very, very transparent. God gave me that gift, talking about my mother, my father, to a fault where family members don't like when I talk about it, but it's my story.
Yeah.
But I've been through so much, with a brother getting killed, he was in a gang shop, and he had so many things. But every time I go through something, I devalue a word out of a ministry, or even a product. I've written 3-4 books, starting the story line, which is a big part. We'll get to that as we have time, by how I lost my children. But my life definitely has been perfect.
That's good. Now we got time. Get into it. Talk. It's an entrepreneur. One thing about this podcast, you know, you're welcome to talk about your entrepreneurship journey and to share with others what you have going on, you know, and ways that people can connect with you as an entrepreneur. You know, you have, I know you mentioned earlier about your tour maker. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I have a faith-based character. Well, it's going to be him, but he's called Reggie Lion and Friends. And he speaks positive affirmation when he speaks. He's a lion. I wish we're on a podcast so I can show y'all right now. You can go to the website, ReggieLion.com. But, yeah, so Reggie Lion is a powerful... I call Reggie Lion the next faith-based Mickey Mouse because of the stature and the level he's going to be on and what I already before. Coming to him, and if anybody on here, a lot of Christians know VeggieTales, there's a void right there. We don't have a faith-based character or cartoon that is that on that level that can really change lives. And VeggieTales was 60 million a year. We want to talk about finance. They took over. Because one thing about it, when you're in a market where you're really uncontested, people can, you know, you don't have to battle with, oh, this is familiar with this, this is familiar with that. And that's what's happening in the faith-based area. And how Reggie Lion came about, me and my ex-wife was married, and we were having, you know, problems having children. And we finally got pregnant. I'm going to skip to some points. It was 2 years later, and then we finally got pregnant. First time she got pregnant, she had all the symptoms of a pregnancy, but there was no heartbeat inside of her. So she was throwing up everything you can think of. Went to the doctor and said, we don't have a heartbeat. They called it blightum, ovum, blightum, something like that. Blightum. I try to remember that every time, but... and that destroyed her faith. So for years, she was mad at God. Like, that was the worst place to pray on her. Why would I have all these symptoms? Anyway, she comes to me. I'm 40 years old. And comes to me while I'm in there meditating. I was reading something. She said, I want to try again. She had got a whole back. She was watching Joe Osteen. And he was teaching on double for your trouble. And I didn't get it. She came all excited. Said she wanted to try again to have children. And she was like, I don't want to just have one child. She was 36. I was 40. I don't want to just have one child. I want him to grow up out of him or her to grow up out of trouble when I have two. Now, inside of me, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Because we
Yeah, she's 36, you 40.
Right. First of all, I'm 40. And truthfully, we was on the up and down hill every other week. And I'm like, come on, man. And I just agree with her because I was, you know what? I thought it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, time goes on. When you marry, you do what you do to make children. Mm-hmm. And she came to me. No, I was driving to my part-time job, leaving work, and she called me because she went to the doctor without me. And she said she didn't want me to be embarrassed, or, you know, certain way that people went through the same issue. But as we're driving, she said, hey, we had 5 hours she was pregnant, the home pregnancy, went to the doctor, and she said, she called me, she said, the doctor heard a heartbeat. I said, oh, okay, God. She said, right after that, the doctor heard 2 heartbeats.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, I almost drove off the side of the road. I said, you gotta be kidding me, God. You honored this woman's prayer. And I was so in shock when I said, well, God, maybe this is going to have to draw our marriage closer. And we went through everything. I was doing my traveling, doing 21 Days of Greatness, another product that I created to help entrepreneurs and people of faith to renew their mind and their spirit. I was doing speaking events and everything. She was with me a couple of times. We get camp outs on us praising God. They knew the first time we didn't have a child, it was almost like a miscarriage. And God gave y'all double for y'all trouble, and we know there's still hope. It was powerful. 15 weeks into pregnancy, though, I was at home, downstairs watching TV, and I heard her screaming. I go upstairs, and she was standing over a puddle of water. So from my understanding of pregnancy, I knew that wasn't good, but I didn't have no room for doubt. I wouldn't straight into super fake Christian. Like, there is no way God is going to allow me to lose my child, lose me, that I didn't do your will. I'm going to get my life over. Everything. People are praying for our testimony. I know that, you know, you go to rebuking the devil. This ain't real.
Yeah.
So she said, well, maybe I peed on myself because of the pressure, because she had fibroids in her body. And she said, maybe the pressure from it caused me to, you know, pee on myself. I said, well, okay, maybe that's what it was. And I go downstairs, and an hour later, a word screech I heard out of her. I come upstairs, running upstairs. She's sitting on the edge of the steps. She said, look, so there were 2 feet hanging out from down, but I peed 2 feet, 2 little feet. Said, oh my God. And she looked in my eyes and she just said, I ain't never seen no pee in your eyes like that ever before. I don't know if that look, whatever. We went to the doctor, and the doctor said, yes, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm sorry about the sex. You lost a little girl. So, which I didn't say, you know, we didn't have any children, so we had the best of both worlds. It was a boy and a girl crisis. We lost our daughter.
Wow.
At that moment, I didn't have time to be, you know, down. I had to stay strong for her. She definitely didn't want to hit in about no 50 without a nut. Mm-hmm. And I said, you got to stay strong because you still got a little boy inside. So she was standing strong, focusing for him. She got 2 surgeries on her cervix to hold him in. Was going back and forth with her at the hospital. And then, like 27 weeks in, I'm laying on the couch next to her bed. It's late at night. All I heard was a lot of scuffing and moving and shaking and beats and stuff. And they said, we have to deliver your son now because I think he's having trouble breathing, whether it's the intubation. Was around his neck or something. So I'm like, 27, he can't. Oh, man, so we're going there and they had to have an emergency session. And my son came out so tight, getting the palm of my hands.
Wow.
But I was screaming, though. So I was like, oh, they didn't have to revive him. That's a good thing. But lo and behold, my son was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. So at the age of going on 5 years old, I mean, he's more handsome, smiling, everybody joins him, but he can't walk yet. So that was a hard, that was a whole nother hard.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. During that moment, were you still in your entrepreneurship journey?
Well, yeah, I was. And this is why I'm getting to the cliffhanger of it. I was, but I was so much at the hospital. Then finally, after I let them rest, I go to my house and I'm praying to God. And I'm like, God, all right, we got to talk. Because I know I have to see, how does this motivate? How does this push the word of God if you let my child die?
Yeah.
I remember what he told me in prison. I have a purpose for it all. So I didn't go wild like mad like I did the first time, but I'm still down. And right before my eyes, what flashed before my eyes was MAD, which is the acronym for Mothers Against Drugs. It was reminding me how that woman turned the death of her daughter, 13-year-old daughter, into a program that could help people all over the world for years. And then after that, Reggie the Lion, the dog came on my mind. So like I said, Reggie the Lion is a lion, stuffed animal. He has a voice box in him, and God just started downloading the whole thing of Reggie the Lion.
He's talking about purpose.
I was writing cartoon scripts, it was flowing like water. Then I had a prophetic sister in the faith company who was in business and prophecy. She said, Reggie, for you, my child, you want to help me. I had another guy that was in the faith I never met before. He was doing something at a friend's house, stopped in the middle of the hallway and looked at me. He said, man, I just had a vision. You're going to help children believe before they get out. I seen toddlers listening to the words. Matter of fact, let me give you a quick. I don't know how much y'all can hear that, but that's the
point. I heard never give up, keep on winning.
Yeah, never give up. God loves you. My name is Reggie Lyon. Your positive affirmation character. I want you to know that you're smart, you're strong, you're blessed. Never give up. Never give up because God loves you and you are a winner. So that's our prototype words and what we're getting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what me and my son said every morning. And Reggie Lyon just took off from that. And we've had offered some platforms for a full cartoon on a TV station. TV and it's offered me a book deal. And Reggie Lyon, I've sat down with some now. And what I had to learn through that was the purpose of entrepreneurship. Just because God showed you something at the moment, God don't mean run off and get it. So I've been working with Reggie Lyon for this is the fifth year. But at least when I said that I needed that, because I didn't know how big this was, we saw the psychologist, Head Start specialist. All these people are talking to me about the psychologist and everything. You don't know what to have. Children develop from the age of 0 to 5. They can talk to the mother can talk to the child in the womb. These dogs are your children. Mold their mind and speak to you. And I said, that's the purpose. I want the cartoon, the movie script, everything to be about positive affirmations, letting children. First, the mantra of Reggie Lyon is getting children to believe in themselves, their dreams, and God. Because how can you believe in your dreams if you don't believe in yourself?
Let me ask you something. Because, you know, I'm seeing this also from a media industry standpoint as well as biblical. Like, I can see, of course, ministry is so needed, and there are a lot of youth now that is just distracted with what's happening with media. Media now is just crazy, so I can see it from that, but I also can see this from a media industry overall. Let's just say a lot of times right now, sex is the only thing that sells. It seems that way. You know what I'm saying? It seems like, yeah, money, you know, cars, the riches, you know. And it seems like people like yourself, it seemed like it can be difficult to get the mainstream because of you have a lot of promoters that only see it as from a money, you know, what's in it for them, right? So with that being said, how do you face the challenge of that as an entrepreneur?
So that's a good question. One thing
how do you create, you know, plans or like how do you face it with what we have in society now?
Well, there's three parts. First of all, because of my story, Reginald Coleman, the creator of it, I've been opening so many doors, CBN, TVN, radio stations, honored by Black Enterprise, because you have access to the African American.
Yes.
African American ex-offender created the tour line. And in prison, I already have people pitch for my story to go to Hollywood and all that. So it gets behind the person who came from prison, the streets, mothers on drug prostitution, it changed his life. It opens doors to both sides.
Yes.
My story so quick. But that's one way. The other way is, there was a guy I sat down in front of, Steve Spiro. My mentor brought him to an older white guy. He was a big guy in Bloomingdale's back in the days when Ralph Lauren bought his first side, Calvin Klein and all that. My mentor wanted me to sit in front of him and get his witness. So I'm sitting there with this 80-year-old older white guy, and he's like, I showed him the picture before I had the prototype dog. He said, I like it. This is neat. He said, I got two problems. He helped me change the name from Leo to Lion, because it was Leo at first. He said, oh, that's too common. He said, you know what? I said, so what do you think? He said, name it your name, Reggie. I'm like, huh? He said, Reggie Lyon. He did a tune right before my face. I was sold. But then the second thing he said to me, you're going to get big pushback from big box office stores because you got God on the line. Of the line. I said, yeah. So I said, you know what? Let me tell you this. I did my homework. Everybody don't like Papa John's. Everybody don't like pizza. Everybody don't like Coke. Everybody don't like Pepsi. I said, the Christian buying power at some point should be. I'm not worried about making money because I'm going to make money because we have our own lane of people buying products. Just like I said, Baby Tales was purely Christian cartoon song.
Yeah.
No other arts and making plenty of money. I said, the thing that's good about Reggie, the Lyon, is he speaks positive affirmation. I've had people come up to me and say, who don't about going to church, but they believe in God. And they're like, man, I don't want to run up in no church, but if my child changed. He can say positive affirmations, man. I want it. They literally came straight through. And people that just don't want to deal with church. So I've been blessed to come from both areas. But I also know one thing about business and big things like Tyler Perry. Let's say, for instance, even though he has a little of the world mixed in and everything like that, sometimes we talk about God. If you get so powerful and you're making a way to help people, and you're a moving car, people's ears get open and want to be a part of it. Or they're like, that's getting them on his channel. Now, I'll have to be careful when they start knocking on the door, because the Reggie Lyon is going to do so much. I know what he's going to do. They don't have a choice but to say, hey, let's let him over here.
Yes.
Over here. You know what I mean?
Yes. But you know, you said something that's powerful, and I'm going to let you go as I transition over to the marketing tip side. But you said something powerful about change, you know, knowing, and I see this as knowing the market as well. You have to shift. Like, you had a mentor, you had someone to help guide you and tell you, hey, you might want to just maybe change your name. I really believe in still keeping what God has called you to do, but also understanding what's needed right now, and that you may need to shift when it comes to advertising or promoting or marketing a product. What's your thought on that?
And see, that was the thing I told him. First of all, being a Christian who really, everybody can use the title Christian, but yeah. I know what I have God gave me.
Yes.
It won't let me give up. When you birth in something that's big,
yes.
I'm talking about, he's going to speak different languages, going to Africa, all kind of other countries where kids can squeeze in different languages. So I know how big it is. Mm-hmm. So I know when I told him, I said, I'm not taking God off the front because I don't have to go through those doors. I know what it'll be for the door, and God is going to give me a blueprint. Now, the yes. other thing is, as long as you're not trying to get me to change and mess up my character or what I believe from God, then I'll switch up some ways. Just like this. First, it was going to be, and I'm still on this, like, we got offered to go on a platform on a cartoon station. I mean, a TV station. But it might be the doll I release first, because a lot of everybody wants the doll to ask the father affirmation. Mm-hmm. I have a coloring book that's been buying left and right, the learning coloring book, and I'm going to school reading it. I didn't think the book was going to take off before the doll. That's because I'm waiting up. I was getting the manufacturing record, which was getting right before we just got a true connection in China. I don't cut the middleman up. That's pretty important in the middle. But learning that it may happen a different way from what you think is what I have to learn for 5 years when I come to market. Like, me being able to say, people are drawn. Either way, look, you can't get over me. What I was thinking about making no toy line. This dude that did in prison and been in gang fights and all this making toys, no. But it's all to the attention of, wait a minute. If he can do it, I can do it. If he can do something that,
Yeah, that is so awesome.
So that's how sometimes you gotta allow yourself to be led by. Yeah, I got to say, when I go on meetings, yeah, I was in prison 18 and a half years, robbed the bank and all that. And the right people don't turn away. They're like, but okay, look where you are now.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So this is good. Tell people how to learn more about you. Where can they go to connect with you? You have anything upcoming that you'd like to share? This is the closing where you share that with our listeners.
Well, definitely please check us out. My website is my name, www.reginaldforman.com. His Facebook is Reginald Forman, Percy Golly Image. And then the website for Reginald Lyon is reginaldlyon.com. We're definitely right now, we just got, like I said, got connected with a distributor from China who can get the dolls done at a great price. We gotta keep going through the middleman and waiting 3 months to pay $20,000. So it's gonna be good because everybody's asking when the dolls are ready. So we're setting up, we just did our first test run and we'll be ready. Christmas will be wide open for you to Reginaldlyon dolls.
Wow. And so when,
like that's I said, awesome. You can find me at Reginaldlyon.com, you can find me at Reginaldlyon.com and be on the lookout. Like I said, we have the books ready. It's the Adventures of Reginaldlyon and Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah is my son. I said I was born with cerebral palsy. He's been already been tied into Legacy and his own bank account is called. That's another show, though. But my son is a part of the book, which proceeds go to him. So thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome and have an awesome, awesome day. And again, tell my sister, Mrs. Freeman, hello.
Foreman.
And blessings. I mean, Foreman, I'm sorry. Tell her I said hello and blessings to her as well.
I sure will, man. You know, we love you. Keep doing what you're doing, my niece. Like I said, one thing I know about you, you going somewhere big because you what they call it, consistent.
Yes.
A lot of people are not intentionally focused. You're getting
awesome. I received that. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
You have heard it from Mr. Reginald Forman and I said Foreman. But listen, y'all, I'm excited about season two because it's going to be some in-depth conversation. about entrepreneurship and how not only you'll be able to share how you started, but where you are now and some things to come, and just have some great conversation. You know, you could talk about some challenges that's happening or has happened in your entrepreneurship journey. And listen, but guess what? Let me say this. We all have experienced some challenges. Yes, we all have faced some challenges. But what are you going to do with those challenges? And like you were talking about consistency and not just sharing about where he came from, but, you know, he took that. He said, purpose. There's power in purpose. There's so much power in purpose. And for those who are listening, listen, think about it. What are your purpose to do? And take that and continue to go and continue to move forward in it. You're listening, and I want to make sure that you are encouraging, that you are impacted by your purpose, and that you'll move forward by your purpose. So check this out. Y'all know with this entrepreneur podcast, I share tips on that comes from my book, Marketing Campaign Handbook, and it's a guide, it's a mini guide to help you with your marketing campaign. And I cover some branding tips leading up to, of course, marketing. But I want to share one thing that I cover in the book about transitioning from the branding side to the marketing. I give tips about branding, but when you're transitioning over, one of the great things to do is, once you understand about your culture and, you know, identifying your mission and vision, then you're able to, of course, create an identity with your brand. You know, we know identity as, you know, logos, and also identity is still mission and vision. But check this out. How I'm going to tie this in is when we were talking about consistency and going forward and being able to change things in our business or our entrepreneurship journey if we have to. But guess what? You got to first know, what's the vision? What's your mission? You know, I've talked to adults who still say, I don't know my purpose. And one of the key things you got to know with business is your purpose. What is your mission? What are you called to do as your business? One of the exercises I have in my book, Marketing Campaign Handbook, is a positioning statement exercise. This is where you get to identify how your business is positioned. You know, how is your brand positioned in the marketplace? And so creating a position statement can help you to identify who are you? What are you called to do? And this makes it so much easier and less challenging when you do marketing, is because you have already identified your brand. And so this is why I recommend understanding the concept of branding and being able to transition over to marketing after you've identified a successful brand. So that's my tip, y'all. And if you have not gotten the book, I want to encourage you, go over to marketingcampaignhandbook.com and get information on how you can get the book. And of course, subscribe to this podcast, because I want to give a spotlight to other entrepreneurs. And if you need some ounce of hope and ounce of motivation and inspiration with other entrepreneurs and learn of their journey and their hiccups or challenges and ways that they can and they'll also share from their challenges how they overcame. And if that's you, that's something you've been wanting to be encouraged and also get marketing tips, this is your podcast. And again, this is Bernice, your host, Bernice Lohman of Lohman Creative Services. Blessings.